My name's Ollie Taylor and I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with John Davis. And John has kindly brought in a photograph today that captures Jack Jewell and a number of other gentlemen in the heavy machine shop at Fielding and Platt. John, whenabouts would this photo have been taken at Fielding's?
Well, I'd guess it was probably in the 1950s. The only two people I recognise in that group of six of James Fielding, the managing director, and the gentleman in the background was a Mr. Stammers, who I believe was general manager. And Jack Jewell himself, the lathe operator, is actually stood on the bed of the lathe. It was about, as I recall, it was about halfway down the heavy machine shop and facing out into number one hydraulic shop. Jack stood on the bed. It was a very short bedded lathe, but it had what you call a large swing, which meant you could rotate very large objects on it. And in the background of the lathe, there's this huge faceplate on which could be bolted various items. Now, he's got an item in the lathe, which I think is a cylindrical item, which is, I can't recognise what it is, but this machine was used for machining crankshafts, where they had to be offset at various degrees for machining all of the journals. It was a very, very skilled job, and so every time the thing was moved eccentrically, counterbalance weights had to be attached to the faceplate, so that when the machine revolved, it was all the moving parts were in balance. And I seem to recall that when Jack retired eventually, either they couldn't get anybody to work the machine, or there was nobody capable of it. I don't know, but I seem to remember not long after Jack retired, I think they scrapped the machine.
Wow. And what do you remember of Jack as a person? Do you remember him at all at Fielding's?
I didn't know him personally at all, but I seem to recall that he smoked a pipe. And for some reason or other, I think the stem, had broken off a bit. And the sort of bowl of the pipe was right under his nose. And however he managed to smoke and not burn himself, I do not know. But that's all I can. I didn't know him personally.
That's lovely, John. And we think that the occasion of this photo is some visitors being shown round the factory and talking to someone is introducing the gentleman visitor to Jack Jewell, and Jack is probably explaining something.
Yes, I would think so. Who they are, I just do not know. There are four of them, and they're not familiar to me, but obviously want to learn about. I just do not. I do not know who they are, but Jack seems to be quite happy chatting to them. I notice he's got a hammer in his hand, so I don't know whether that's to protect himself or what.
And would it have been usual, John, for visitors or customers to be shown round the Fielding works?
Oh yes, it's not unusual. In fact, I got a feeling on one occasion they actually had an open day, and we could all bring our wives and sweethearts and mothers and fathers or whatever to look around. But that was a most unusual thing. I only recall it ever happening once. But these were probably either customers or potential customers.
That's lovely, John. Would you like to add anything else about this photo?
No, I don't think. I think that's just about all I can recall.
That's lovely. Thank you.